News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
The Minister for Children, Norma Foley, has announced new maximum fee caps for early learning and childcare services. Those, of course, who receive core funding from the state. And she was on the Hard Shoulder here on News Talk yesterday afternoon saying that this would just be for parents paying the highest of fees. Elaine Dunn, Chair of the Federation of Early Childhood Providers, is with us. Elaine, what will this mean for childhood providers?
Literally, we have just found out that there's a base rate for core funding, and it's the increase this year is as minimum as 3.5%. It is a huge impact on providers, and what we're hearing on the ground at the moment is providers saying that a lot of them are going to look now at pulling out of the core funding, and they're going to put up their fees, which is quite disappointing for parents. And I think one of the biggest things that we saw yesterday was it was all announced in media. We had no consultation whatsoever on this, so we had no idea this was coming yesterday. Everybody was quite shocked, and we thought that we would have been brought in for consultation and we would have been told what was coming, so as a provider representative we could have explained all of the impact on the service provision, you know.
Now, will you just go back for a second, Elaine, and explain the way that the core funding actually works? So let's say you're running a creche, you have the core funding coming in. What does that mean in terms of the sort of the parameters that it puts around you?
Well, it stops you from increasing your fees, full stop. And for many of us, increasing our fees is a huge issue because none of us have increased fees since 2017. So there's a huge number of small and medium providers who have never increased their fees since 2017. And the Department of Children 2 years ago opened up a portal where you could go in and you could ask for permission to put up your fees. Very few got that. And they closed the portal. And when we asked what the mechanism was around that, we were never showed because we feel that it didn't work. And now we're here and we're stuck and there's still no sign of us. And I suppose an availability of the mechanism reopening. There's been nothing said about that. So
your choice is either receive state funding to support what you're doing or go alone.
Well, you can come out of the core funding and hike your fees up to your parents. And there's a lot of providers that don't want to do that, but they're not going to be given a choice now because your margins have been cut down so low. You're not even meeting inflation rates at this point. So somebody has to be questioned about this.
Is the net effect then, Elaine, that actually in attempting to do this and reduce cost, that for many parents, this will actually have the effect of increasing cost?
Yes, more than likely, yes. And that's what it's looking like on the ground. And like we have a lot of WhatsApp groups around the country and the providers are in shock. We are attending a meeting this morning to go through stuff with our minister because we really don't know what is going on, how it was announced yesterday without any consultation and explanations as to how they came about this.
You mentioned the provider shock. What have the providers been saying to you?
They're saying that they're going to have no choice but to pull out of core funding, that what they're giving us in the base rate of core funding for your service is a 3.5% increase. That is not going to cover the cost of your business. And especially if you are one of those that is stuck in those historical fee freezes, it is not going to cut it. It really isn't. We were listening to our minister yesterday talking, and she was talking about the capital grants. So for a capital grant to put an extension onto your building or to look at taking on a new build, the government are giving us a 50% of the funding. But we're in no position in any way to go to a bank and look for the other 50%. So basically,
why?
We can't apply for those grants because we don't have enough margins in our banks to show that we can pay it.
Even at 50%?
I mean, even at 50%. Like, that's how bad things are. And I mean, you're always hearing that what they're trying to do for the parents. But I know the parents understand that this sector is in severe difficulty. I mean, we've explained to parents at the doors. We've asked our providers to go out and tell their parents in an email exactly what is going on for them. And parents are very aware. And of course, everybody welcomes that fees are coming down for parents. But there's a much easier way of doing this, and that is to hike up the NCS. Stop hitting the providers on the ground all the time. I mean, many of us, we're here for a long time and we look after a community, like we're community-based, community-orientated, and we're the ones you're losing. You look at 1,000 services have closed down since 2019. And there's a load of providers now, they have their equipment up for sale because they're closing at the end of the month.
Elaine, thank you very much for your time this morning. Elaine Dunn, Chair of the Federation of Early Childhood Providers.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.